Beginnen kann da im Sech des Chagige der Tess, beginnen am Beis, beginnen am Master, beginnen mit Zigmar, Sheini ist das schon der Rishno. The Pesach Sheini is making up for the Pesach Rishon. Which says, this is Hanyu Reb Nassen, that's Reb Nassen. But the Gemara's question is, Oman, the Mashani Reb Nassen, who would according to one who holds that the Pesach Sheini is its own Yom, the Hanyu Rebbi. Now, Tess is bothered. I've got this like Tan Dem Sayyela, but although you have a Tan that does support, so what are you asking on him, which Reb Nassen? Workshop, still the Gemara is asking good, because the Mishtam of the Polygon Reb Nassen, we could presume that he's not disagreeing with Rebbe. Why? Because the Kamen Lachik Rebbe Mechaber, could be generally ruled like Rebbe versus a colleague that disagrees with him, that Reb Nassen. Because the Tesis explains, a B'lim Mishtam, it's not logical to remember to say the B'l Yashul Kukam that we're trying to resolve according to all opinions. It doesn't have to be like all Tanaim. But rather, the question is, because since it's Rebbe, it wouldn't be logical that he's disagreeing with Rebbe. Like Tesmasta begins the Gemara, a Tefillah Shel Arvis, or what's considered Muvus Leichliska, and if he misses the Tefillah of Ma'ariv, which says Tesis, obviously, Asikimandam, that's going like according to the opinion, that Tefillah Arvis is a Chayvis obligation. And that's Muvus Leichliska. Now, but if you hold Rishas, but then it wouldn't be considered anything because it's just voluntary. Now, but just says, no, Tefillah Rishas, even according to one else, it's quote unquote Rishas, the Chin Main Lon Levatla, for nothing, we don't nullify it. Imloy de Oinis Ktsas, unless it's like a little bit of a pressing situation. And the Gemara did twice the Shachar and Brachas of Chavam and Av. Shachar, Blaise Bal Arvis, the Gemara says over there, some of the Gemara did not have Meir, Miss Bal Shachar Shtaim, it happened two Shachar's. And the Chin talked over there in the Flaman Beis that says, I'm Shachar, Blaise Bal Shachar 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 Shachar. It sounds like a Mekach Matzin. It sounds like, but if you would be Mekach, you would make him daven over. And these two Gemaras, they don't differentiate between if it's Rishos or Chayvah. The Mashpid, like a Man Depolik, says no one disagrees in that, yeah, you would have to make it up the next day. And you would have to say over if it wasn't, if Yalbi Abu was Ma'akab at night time. Because like we see, even the one who holds Rishos, it's not totally voluntary. And Behid Shabbos, and regarding the Gemara Shabbos of Tesma Beis, that says he's surely Hamyoni, but if the person already opened up his bed, like we don't make him go through the effort to daven Ma'ariv right now, Behim Yishalmi, that says he all mitasev went to his bed, Layard, he doesn't have to come out. So that's again, it's a situation that's a little bit of anus. But just like that, a person would not be able to just mitz Ma'ariv, even Korn Mandama Mandama Eretz Roshos. Which says, Balik Pirsh Hag, not like the interpretation of the Halachas Gedolos. Shapir, she explains that no, because the Af Lamanda Mishos, even when one holds Rishos, is Shavi La Chayva, but if he makes it like it takes upon himself like an obligation, it would be like an obligation. And that's what we're talking about. So it says, no, Bahalas is not the case. Because the Mila Askin, aren't we talking about Bahachich, Akvaris, Babashalis, that even if he took upon himself to have another night, and still we're saying that he would still have the leniencies of if it's a Inis Ktas, to Mevatlit, according to the Bahag, it's a Chayva. So you should have to put on this belt and get out of bed, and therefore Tais rejects the halachas gedalos. Now, but says Tais ve'ima yin mefarsh. But if we would explain what he means when he says shabi lachleiba, that the person makes it upon himself like an obligation. If he means ba'itz alayla that night, so then you could explain that yeah, a person could accept upon himself for one night might have to be an obligation. So then you talk it's possible. Hahid tabalis ba'al rosh chodesh balayla. You could explain that if someone made a mistake, it didn't have a rosh chodesh at night, but you would make him say it over. It's told him, but someone accepted upon himself that day as a chayva. So if it wouldn't be a proof from there that if he doesn't accept it as an obligation, that one should just not, for no reason, nullify it. And so this is a brachas that Achti and some brachas that was lengthy, and they brought a Hida Amru, from the Gemara Yumid of Pezan Beis, the Tfilas Ne'ilah Potential Arvis, that Abnei Ne'ilah exempts that of Ma'ariv, which the question is, but don't we say that Ma'ariv is obligation in the Korn Mandam Rishos? The Tais answers up that since Matzim Kippurim, it's a mitzvah to papir, it's a chisuda, so even if you hold that, a person should not, for nothing, nullify it, even the Korn Mandam Mitzvah is Rishos, but that you wouldn't have to because ultimately you daven Nila then, and also a person is busy with Tzar Chisuda for the Suda's mitzvah of Matzim Kippurim. Next says Master begins the Gemara about Hei Lehil. Hei said to Hill, so yes, my fashion, some explain Shigerhai, this Barhei was a ger, a convert, behind the Ben Avram and Sarah. And as we call Gerim, they're like the sons of Avram and Sarah, who is first Gerim and Megair, all the people. Should they tell you Hei Bishman, because they also had Hayes add on to their names. Avram turned into Avraham and Sarai turned into Sarah. So Barhei, the son of the Hei, the people who had the Hayes added to their names, Bachim Bag, that the Gemara brings, the Kula Gemara, the Ger says, Oile Gematria, that Beis Gimel is Oilehei, and that's the same thing as saying Barhei. Something like says Master, the beginning of the Gemara Kabarza Sumka, it's like a red strap. which the place says, what's barza? It's ratua, a strap. But Dimalai, as we find similarly elsewhere, that a strap is called barza. Someone who steals a piece of leather and he tans it, which is considered like shina Hashem, because mekarta mashka. Originally, it was a piece of leather. Vashta abarza, now it's a strap. I think Gemara brings about a comment that some of them based. In the Medrash, it says similar to how Gemara, Yoyan Yusa Labrata di Yaakov. Poverty is appropriate for the daughter of Yaakov. Ka'ara karaksa sumakta v'susya d'chibir, like a red strap on a white horse. Next, says Mata Bimla Gemara, Kam b'chaysa b'nuya. Here we're talking about that where it's a single woman, but it's still Everton because it's his sister. But it says, Mashman, listen to the wording, sounds like the psikalei, that it's clear to him, the yesh mamzer mechiv increases, that there's a mamzer even from those, not even that he misbez, but even that just those that get cursed. Because when the knock at a chesed, the fact that he specifically picks one sister, which the pasuk explicitly says that it's only cursed, shemi kol sharais, more than all other arais. Which he says, v'anik shem matimni, which brought in kedushin, that some of chesed mefez, and kedushin ayin daman bez, and therefore that's who this would be going like, according to that opinion, that it's even by that of a chiv increases.